I'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Globocorp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Boom! Howdy, hey, motherfuckers! The Double Z coming at you from the Experimental Radio Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. Our man Rufus is getting ready. He's putting his headphones on now. It's a delicate process, as they are actually part of his head. But he's got them on. Looks like Rufus, are you there, sir?
I'm here, yes.
All right. You're looking well-rested, Rufus. What's going on?
Wow, I don't feel well-rested at all. Sorry, I had to put my headphones in because I can't have my family hearing what comes out of your mouth. It's always offensive and corrupt.
That hurts, Rufus. You tell them some bitches to fuck off. Had it with them.
Exactly.
Had it. Fucking had it.
You and me both.
Not so much with your kid and your wife as yourself. Check it out, Roof. Doob tube.
Doob tube.
It's two doobs. Look, people, check it out. Coming soon to a store near you. We got the doob tube. You're just another way that we're getting rid of cannabis chaos in the world.
That's right.
Rufus so smartly put it on the website. Cannabis chaos is a thing of the fucking past.
That's true. You're welcome.
Get your fucking head straight. You're welcome, world. Once again, Hypersloth comes through for you, this time in the form of 420productsusa.com. So call us. Check us out on the web. But you can't because Rufus has the buddy.me signed up for the Bud Buddy. Correct, sir?
That's right, budbuddy.me. You can go there right now and pre-order the Bud Buddy. And I guess if you're interested in YouTube, you can do that too.
We will have 15,000 Bud Buddies here in 10 days. But in the meantime, we will have 1,500 of them here the day after tomorrow. So for Thursday's show, I hope to be surrounded in a sea of Bud Buddies.
I'm sure we will.
So what's going on there, Rufus? Tell me a little bit about us. Why are you so tired tonight? You're looking tired. You're rubbing your eyes. You just look beat.
That's parenthood. But
a TV show?
No, the life. I wish it was a TV show because then you could yell cut and it'd be over. But
take two.
We accepted an offer on the house today.
What? Holy shit, dude.
It went on the market. Yeah, it went on the market Thursday. We had two offers yesterday, and we accepted one today. So hopefully, as long as things go well on their end.
Then, full price?
Expected price, not listed price. We listed it at $147.5, and they offered $145, and we're like, fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking tight there.
Not too bad.
Congratulations, Rufus.
Thank you.
Whatever will you do now? What are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know. Probably blow it on ramen noodles and beer.
Now that you're a rich man. You didn't think I was going to forget, did you, Rufus? I bought mine the day after the last show.
You know, I didn't think you were going to forget, but I fully expected that you thought I would forget.
I did think you would forget. I'm not going to lie. You forgot already once, though. And we didn't even... You know what? I decided not to do the show because you forgot. I said, fuck this. Rufus is so goddamn unprofessional, I won't go on like this.
That's right. I need a Bud Buddy for my ramen.
You do. You need a ramen buddy.
That's right.
So now did this guy eat it out of the package, or how did he do it?
Well, there was no plates or bowls there, so...
Right.
I mean, they pretty much would just open it and then sprinkle it on and kind of bite it like that.
Oh, he left it as a loaf.
Oh, yeah.
I pounded mine into fucking little chunks while I was waiting for the show to start.
Hey, yeah, it's a cooking show, right? So we have several options.
It's more of a tasting show.
That's right. So It's this way it's more of an experiment. We can determine which way is best, the solid way or the breaking it up way.
When I was breaking it up, I was thinking, this is going to make a fucking mess. But I have to kind of think, too, taking a big fucking solid bite out of a ramen noodle brick would make its own mess.
I got a feeling it's not going to feel too good on the roof of my mouth.
Why do you think that?
Because it's just hard and pokey.
I know. I mean, what else do you eat like that? It is totally pokey. There's no doubt about it.
It's going to be like all the sharp points of an entire bag of Doritos at one time.
We need to invent that. The tortilla that doesn't cut the top of your fucking mouth into 1,000 pieces.
Just make a Cheeto tortilla. Flavored Cheetos.
There you go. It's just a rolled fucking piece of tortilla.
That's right. It's just a ball of masa meal.
I'll tell you why. Because no matter what, I don't care if I'm in a fucking restaurant or just have opened a bag of Doritos and then taking the first bite off of a chip,
uh-huh.
Never fails to get like a fucking dagger into the top of my mouth or like a rounded tooth where you're like, oh, well, that just fucking ruined my whole day.
That's right. That's right.
You get the napkin and you blot. You're like, fuck, I'm fucking bleeding? What the fuck?
Exactly. I always get the trifecta. No matter what, I could eat one chip and I'll stab the roof of my mouth. I'll break one off between my teeth and I'll choke to death on it almost. Like
on the debris. Debris. I can understand that. Yeah, I never fails. You're right. You know what I can say right now? If ever I'm eating, like, a pork chop or something,
uh-huh.
I guess I have this spot. Just pork chops. I don't know fucking why. Pork in general. There's, like, this place in my mouth where a fucking strand of meat will get stranded. And, like, for a day, I'm like.
That's good.
Trying to dig in there to get it out. You know what I'm saying?
It's the chop that keeps on giving.
It is. It's a flavor saver.
Flavor saver.
Because chops have no real flavor.
That's true. It's kind of like chicken. You got
or nutritional value.
You have to pound flavor into it, like force feed flavor into the fucking
meat.
You have
to inject it with your weenus.
That's right.
Pregnate the flavor, as it were.
As it is.
Have you ever seen that, any of those, like, rib cook-off shows?
I'm sure I have.
They show these guys are, like, all fucking got those weenus pumps out, and they're, like, pumping shit into their fucking meat. Insane. And you know what? That'd be a good sound clip thing because it's always like, I'm jacking this meat up. Oh, I'm fucking pumping this meat up now. Oh, this meat's going to be so tasty. So next time you watch one of those, grab a couple of sound bites if you think about it.
Yeah, I'll do
but
that.
This one guy had it fucking hooked up, had his meat injector. You know, it's like a giant hypodermic needle hooked up to a fucking air compressor.
Come on.
I fucking swear to God, dude, and he would inflate the fucking, he was doing a pork shoulder or something, and it like fucking doubled in size.
That's got to be too much. It can't taste good with that much
bullshit
in it.
A lot of fucking leaks out, but you know what? Bullshit, dude. That you're not even in a cook-off. You're like cheating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
true. Well, here, let me chocolate cover this fucking piece of meat and see what the judges think. You know what? It's just gross. First of all, it's gross because if you buy something like that at the store, you're like, fuck this. It's like 80% sodium benzoate, you know, by weight. 20% by weight. Yay. Wonder why we have cancer.
It's sodium benzoate, now with pork.
Yeah, right. Like pork flavor. Pork flavor, sodium benzoate.
Pork flavored sodium benzoate. Wow.
Good stuff.
I got to jot that down. Hang on. Show notes opening up.
All right, let's get it rolling. I'm feeling good about the show tonight. It's been so long. What the fuck?
So, recap the past couple of weeks. You went on vacation. You came back.
I'm the only person I know that could get from a fucking go on vacation for 2 weeks in the sun, come back, and fucking 3 days later get sunburned to the point my head is fucking peeling. Look at this.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting. People are looking at me like I'm a fucking madman. They're like, it's the middle of summer and you're fucking peeling. Are you retarded? I mean, you would think after 2 weeks in the North Carolina sun, I could come back to Colorado Springs and hang out 3 fucking hours I was outside on the 4th of July. And I have now I'm peeling like Leatherface.
So there were no clouds and you had no sunscreen on, apparently.
And no hat, apparently, either.
Yeah.
But guess what I did have on?
What?
Sunglasses. So, I have like this.
Oh, my God.
You got like the reverse Batman.
2 days ago. Looks good, though, huh?
That's amazing.
I wonder why I'm getting weird looks around town and bad service.
Just the very fine lines. You're like an albino raccoon.
Let me tell you something, though. And I actually told this to my wife, so I can say this on the radio. We were at this beach, right?
Yes.
In near a lake, and there was it was like fucking spring break, dude. I've never seen this many people at the beach unless I was like in Port Arthur or somewhere, you know. Where do people – I went down there one time. Where do people go for spring break in Texas?
South Padre.
South Padre, yes. I went there. And it was like that. It was like four deep, like 20 people deep right by the water.
Really?
For some reason, I don't – I texted you this. People were fucking digging holes. Like, the thing to do at the beach now, I guess, is dig a fucking giant hole. Like, a hole – I thought these people were going to, like, bury someone in a hole or something.
Uh-huh.
These people were digging holes, I swear to God, were 5 feet deep and, like, 8 feet fucking around. I mean, people with, like, regular fucking shovels.
Why?
Like, a guy brought a fucking regular shovel to dig a giant hole. They didn't do anything with them. They just fucking dug holes. And I think the idea was to keep people from getting close to them.
That's fucking
right? No one can sit in front of you if you've dug a giant fucking hole. So the next day we're down, I'm like, I asked my wife, I'm like, what the fuck is with these people digging holes? And, I mean, I was at the point where I was like, it's just fucking meth heads that are tweaking out and have nothing to do. They're like, fucking dig a hole, man. You can't do much at the beach. Dig a hole.
It does make no sense.
It made absolutely – I mean, if they would have done something with the hole, it would make sense, but it did not. So the next day we get down there, and they're fucking filling in these holes. Because I said to my wife, you know, what if someone goes down on the beach in the fucking dark?
Right.
They're going to fall in one of these huge fucking holes. I mean, they were that big. I was concerned someone would fall in a fucking hole and break their neck. So the next day we go down, and it's like morning time. We're taking my daughter to this little playground they got there, and they're using a fucking backhoe – to fill in these fucking holes on this public beach.
What?
Yeah, it's like a public beach that's got, like, food, you know, it's got, like, food and shit like that. It's like a really nice beach, and they're filling in the holes with a fucking backhoe.
How long does it take to dig a 5 foot deep, 8 foot wide hole? Why waste your time? I don't get it.
The crazy part, Rufus, we were there for 3 hours. Some of these people never fucking stopped digging for like 1 minute, and they would take shifts, and they'd be like, hey, Junior, get on the fucking hole and start digging. I mean, this one little girl was like up over her head, and I'm thinking they could cave on these fucking
people. Are these like metal detector people, like looking for shit?
No, I think they're doing it to, like, keep extra territory. I swear to God.
That's weird,
it's so fucking
man.
Weird. But anyways, what I was going to say was, this isn't for the kiddies. This is an adult show, correct?
Fuck yeah, it is.
Fucking A, right. This is 21 and over for this fucking show, jackass.
Right.
Get out. Okay, so anyways, this chick next to us is, like, this normal, like, really fucking normal-looking chick, right?
Mm-hmm. Not a hole digger.
Like 8 million fucking hard-bodied college-age girls there, of course. You know, I had to wear a jock strap just to make sure that no one knew that I was staring at them. See, that's why I kept my sunglasses on the whole time. But anyways,
right.
But anyways, she's got on this bathing suit and this white bottom bathing suit, and I'm telling you, she's like the most normal-looking chick in the world. And then she goes and gets in the water, and basically you can see through her bathing suit, right? And she's got a fucking clit ring that, like, everybody on the whole fucking beach could see. I almost felt bad for her because I guarantee you she didn't know that this bathing suit was, like, see-through after
really? Time. Wait a minute. You think a girl with a clit ring doesn't want
right.
that to be
maybe,
accidentally
maybe
seen?
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking about this all wrong.
I think that's a little bit of – that's a subtle pickup. She's, like, hoping to get picked up by some hole digger. You get catch my meaning.
Well, she probably ended up at the bottom of one of those fucking holes before the night was over.
I bet she did, with a mouthful of sand.
Her corpse, mouthful of sand, she wishes.
Well, let's say mouthful of mud. Sand and protein.
Okay, there you go. Sea mud.
Sea mud.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
If anybody out there got it, give us a call, 646-478-0616. That means you, Seaman Boy. That one was for you, C-Bud.
We dedicate that. This one goes out to Seaman Boy.
Do it, Seaman Boy. So, yeah, so needless to say, I had a crick in my neck the next day. I'm making sure that no one was watching this chick's clit ring.
Yeah, yeah. You were looking out for her.
Right.
Sure. What color was it? What size?
I wanted to be like, hey, there's a bunch of weirdos out here checking out your clit ring. Better be careful.
Why don't you let me hold it for you? Here, I'll get it.
Help with a 44-year-old man.
I'll protect
That's
you.
Not creepy.
I'm a father figure.
I was like, do you think it was creepy? I went up to her and said, hey, you know, everybody can see your clit ring.
No,
is that creepy? Or I mean, it was like, right?
You're like a civil servant.
Yeah, I'm like just being neighborly. Hey, clit ring's hanging out. Hey, your clit ring. Watch out, your clit ring's stuck on your nipple piercing.
Wow. Man, that's amazing.
Oh, that was a tattooed old lady next to her.
Oh yeah, because her tits were hanging down so low.
She stepped on her clit ring.
She got caught in her toe ring.
Yeah, exactly. She got stuck on a fork while she was eating. Damn. It's like spaghetti.
Jesus.
You're just swirling it up.
You look like one of those fucking dudes that you see in front of the used car lot.
Slapping her all around. Between her tits and her clit ring. She was blinding people.
Oh, my God.
So that was my 4th of July, watching tweaky meth heads dig holes on the beach at a lake. I'm not going to say where, but somewhere in Colorado, obviously.
Wow.
Because I don't want people to know what lake I go to, lest it be molested for the clit ring people. There was, you know what the funniest part was? This guy came up with a metal detector. He's like, beep, 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 right on her fucking clit ring. It was classic.
Really? Yeah, this guy. Yeah,
it was hilarious. I mean, that was the first day I ever even used a fucking metal detector, and I hit it right away on it.
Wow, I must have had good instructions.
Yeah, I was like, hey, like, beep, 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 beep. A little embarrassing for her, to say the least.
That would have been a good pickup line. Just put your face by her crotch and go, beep, 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 beep.
Be like, I got some rab or some sim here. Let's dig this shit up.
Have you ever seen that show, Diggers?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what they say, right? Rab and sim.
That's
that old Revolutionary War, Civil War shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't I say
nectar?
Don't I say nectar?
Hey, I got some nectar
here.
I'm on a nectar hole.
Yeah, those dudes, I love when people are, like, really into shit that they love, but those guys, I think, are borderline fucking retarded, but I love them. But I really think they're, like, slow.
I'm wrist deep in this hole.
Jesus Christ.
I'm ankle deep. You know what, personal opinion is that show is staged.
I'm up to my elbow in nectar. Oh, yeah, well, they're all staged.
And nectar. I found a clit ring from the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, but this clit ring is clearly from the 1840s. It's made of lead.
It's hand-hammered. You can tell it's hand-hammered.
That's right. Hand-hammered.
Made by Jordan and Sons of...
It's cast iron.
Italy. It's rusty.
That's right.
Except for one little spot. Get it?
Yeah,
where the skin was, right?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, enough about clit rings. Clit rings, your friend or enemy.
I never thought I'd hear you say that.
Clit ring? Oh, enough about clit ring?
Enough about clit
ring. Let's quit talking about them and start seeing them. We have to do a skit where a guy's doing a fucking beach thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if we do an animation, a guy's strolling along the beach, and then he comes up to two chicks on the beach and, like, goes over one. It's like, beep, 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 right in their fucking clit for a fucking clit ring.
Jesus Christ, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
It'd be a spoof of Diggers.
And then, you know what? And then you could be like, can you move, please? And she moves, and he's going over it, and there's no beeping sound. And then he like goes over to where she is again, and it's like, beep, 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 beep. I'm just cracking myself up here. Just ride along with it. I don't know if that's funny or not. We'll know in 48 hours.
It's a humor roller coaster.
It is. It's experimental radio, folks. Welcome aboard.
Sounds way better than my 4th. Maybe my 4th wasn't bad, but it was all...
Family?
Yeah.
No, that makes...
I think we were the only people in the entire park. We went to a park here in town. It was loaded, packed with fucking people. And we got lucky. We found a place underneath a tree that had a place to sit. We're like, awesome.
Really?
Broke out some beers, and we realized, Jesus Christ, we're the only people here that seem to be drinking adult beverages. And I swear to God, there's thousands of people, not a single, it's all kids playing and tossing the ball around. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get
So basically everybody else was there was high on acid.
Yeah, hopefully, or something.
We don't need booze. We're fucking hard drugs and scripts.
Right. So, I mean, it was cool. You know,
you called out a place? Or were you afraid you were going to get busted?
No. I didn't think I was going to get busted. But
you realize that was
judged.
The only time you had
drinks, you know? So I was, I realized that a long time ago.
Okay.
I've accepted that.
Right. Fair enough, right? I get, we've all been there.
But I was trying to be sneaky, so I couldn't maximize my intake. So I was like, yeah, whatever.
Why are you being
sneaky? Because I'm surrounded by people who are obviously...
Like, you're driving your kid, you motherfucking animal. What are you doing getting drunk?
That's right. But see, my kid was driving. I don't understand.
That's right. You just say, hey, he's got the keys. We
That's
go,
right.
And he thinks I'm okay to go.
That's right.
I drive.
Yeah, he always thinks I'm okay to drive.
I mean, if you're like, hey, do you want to drop by and get a fucking cheeseburger or something? I'm ready to drive.
He enjoys it more when I'm shit-faced.
It's definitely more of an interesting ride, and the conversation's got to be a hell of a lot better.
Well, there's a lot of yelling and accusations, but it's like a Six Flags ride.
But you know what you got when you have those? You got fucking honesty, man. You're having an honest conversation with your son about his behavior.
I don't know if conversation's a word, but it's honest.
No, I'm just saying it's a lesson. He's learning
about his behavior.
Right. You're just
You don't tell me how to drive.
You don't tell me when to drive, you little son of a bitch.
That's right.
I don't care about our agreement.
I'm a grown up.
We're walking.
I can drive with one eye open.
Oh my God, that would have been funny if they would have said something about you driving your kid around drunk. He said, "No, I'm not going to drive my kid drunk. He's walking." I'm going to leave him here. Sure, take him.
We were under a nice tree. He probably would have been all right.
At least overnight.
I mean, yeah, one night in marble. Like,
I got a feeling he could do that standing on his head.
He could. He'd enjoy it.
You're like, what the fuck?
Be a story for the other kids.
All you have to do is leave him his lightsaber thing. Or what is that wand that you made for him in Nicaragua?
Oh, that was a dildo.
Yeah, but what did Levi use it for?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, a lightsaber. Yeah, we'll call it that.
Have you seen this commercial for the NRA?
I saw somebody posted it on Facebook, but I didn't watch it. But it has some comparison to dildo.
Right,
it has
like two kids sword fighting, right, in the background, two moms sitting around talking about whatever. And then they close up on the kids, and they're sword fighting with dildos.
Cool.
Right? And then the caption goes, they're going to play with it if they can find it. Like, so if the kid can't find a gun, then they're not going to shoot each other.
Right. Why would you play?
And if they find dildos, they're not going to shove them up each other's butts. They're going to actually just play swords with them.
They're going to take a dildo into school and slap 20 people in the face with them.
Right.
They'll show up on CNN. That's right. Emo kid goes nuts and slaps people with dildo in high school.
Gives teacher a facial.
Dildo ban.
Yes. Let's ban shirts about dildos, too.
We need dildo control.
Because we know that guns about shirts make people kill each other.
That's true.
They're shirts about guns. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Stick them up. I'm wearing a shirt with a gun on it. That's what we need a shirt that says that. You probably couldn't wear it. I bet you couldn't wear it to a bank.
No, you get kicked out and reported. You'd end up on the news.
And then, you know what? You're guaranteed to be on the news First Amendment shit, dude. What the fuck? I can't wear a shirt that says stick 'em up. I have a shirt armed with a gun.
No kidding. I walk in with like
I'm armed with a gun on a shirt.
Walking with
a
holster.
With a gun. I saw a kid got kicked out of school. Call in with your outrage, people. This is my rant. Kid got kicked out of school.
Whoa.
I hope I don't lose my train of thought.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
Yes, I am not that. This upsets me greatly. A kid got kicked out of school. This is like a fucking 5-year-old kid because he bit his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun and pointed it at someone.
I've read that. You know what? I swear to God.
Ridiculous.
A Pop-Tart in the long term is more dangerous than a fucking gun because it's disgusting-ass fucking processed bullshit.
Oh, but so delicious.
Oh, yeah, delicious by no means. I mean, absolutely.
Try this, dude. Try a scoop of vanilla ice cream between two fucking cherry Pop-Tarts.
Oh, come on. An ice cream Pop-Tart sandwich? Are you kidding?
Yeah. No. It reached a new plateau of fucking delicious.
Have you really done that, or are you making that up on the spot?
Oh, yeah, dude. No, I've done that.
You're offended I even asked.
After I did it, Rufus, I looked it up, and they actually fucking sell them.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
Okay,
good.
So we're adding that to our college drive-thru. We get pre-made Totino's, ramen noodles, and now Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches.
Yes, and Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches. If you're in the mood for fruit, you can have cherry. If you want something, they got Reese's flavored fucking Pop-Tarts, dude. You want to talk about something pretty damn good.
That sounds pretty fucking good, dude.
Yeah, it is. Try fucking smoking a bowl and keeping a box of those in the fucking house. You got to lock them up. You do. You're like, fuck, but then you're like halfway through the box, you're like, fucking box of Pop-Tarts is small. Can't be expected to live on six fucking tarts. This is fucking cruel.
This is cruel.
Six tarts. I can fucking eat six tarts in less than 10 minutes. I guarantee it.
We make a tart sandwich. Two tarts,
yeah,
with four tarts in between.
I told you how I used to do that at communion when I was in grade school, did I not?
What?
Oh, yeah, when we were altar boys when I was in fifth, sixth grade, and, you know, at communion. You know communion, right?
I'm aware of it. Yeah.
They got the one big host, right, the big round host. Did you ever see the big round host that the priest breaks up into little pieces to give to some of the people?
Is that the one that's mostly Jesus? Which one is
yes,
Jesus?
It's three times the Jesus, now packed with three times the Jesus.
It's 25% more Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. No, 300% more Jesus.
Oh, wow. That's quite a bit of Jesus.
It's like a regular one's like, what, about as big as a quarter, maybe?
Yeah.
I would say, a regular house. Well, this one's like a big fucking one. And we used to sit in the back and make sandwiches out of, because there's just fucking trash bags full of fucking hosts, dude. I shit you not. Like a bag of fucking hosts was like a 10-pound box of fucking hosts. I mean, they come from somewhere, you know, like a factory.
That's so funny. I mean, they're supposed to be sacred and holy, right? Just trash bags full of it.
Oh, yeah. Fucking huge boxes full of fucking, I mean, think how many they could go through. It's amazing.
Do they get blessed?
There was like boxes of fucking hosts. What?
What makes them hosts? Do they get blessed at some point?
Yeah. So when you're in the back of the church, they're just fucking fake host things. Yeah, they get blessed during the consecration, they call it, of the Mass, when they consecrate the wine and the bread into the blood and the, I don't know, I don't want to say skin of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus Christ.
The flesh.
It's kind of morbid if you think about it.
Meat. Fuck yeah, it's all morbid.
Very, like, vampire-ish, really.
You could have OD'd on Jesus.
You could. People have, man. Check out the fucking news. Check out one of those TV stations where those people are just evangelicals. They've OD'd on fucking Jesus. I worked with a lady, Rufus, who did OD on fucking Jesus. God bless her. Nicest lady ever. Her name was Leslie. I worked in a kitchen with her.
Mm-hmm.
She was so fucking taken in by these people on the TV. You would tell me. She would, like, get paid, and she had, like, a rental house and stuff. She would take all her money and send it to these fucking evangelical places because she, in her mind, thought she was building her palace in heaven.
Really?
Yes, wait. And she was dead fucking serious, dude. I mean, dead serious. She didn't cuss or anything. She was a little wacko, but she was, that's what she, and she, I'm talking every dime, every fucking extra penny she had.
So
she made 40 grand a fucking year or something, and her husband had a job and did the same thing. It was nuts.
Wow. So it wasn't just like, I mean, I can understand like paying into a charity where you know it's going to go somewhere, but they're just like, I'm funneling this money here because when I go up to the clouds, I'll have a gold castle or something. Wow.
This is how they spin it, those evangelical people. It's like, you forego everything on earth, you know what I mean, and then you're blessed with a palace in heaven. That's what she always used to say. It was so fucking disturbing. You know, and then she'd be like, well, you know, she'd have trouble paying her fucking bills and shit. And they just were on this chick. I mean, she was sending like $100 checks every fucking 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
It was like an addiction.
It is an addiction. It's totally an addiction.
It was, and she would go on these fucking fasts and shit where she would act totally whack job. It was crazy. What was my rant about? I can't even remember now.
It was, what the fuck was it about? I thought you got it out. Didn't you get it out?
Did I get it out? Oh, it was about a little kid. What was that little kid doing? Wait a minute.
Anything about a little kid is going to be a rant.
Well, you know it's funny. You know it's damn fucking funny.
I think it was funny, but we did divert.
So anyways, about eating these hosts, we used to take the big host, and we used to put a bunch of little hosts inside of two big hosts and eat them like a fucking sandwich.
It was a cracker sandwich.
It was just a big host sandwich.
I'll take a cracker sandwich with extra crackers.
So doughy and disgusting. We used to drink the wine sometimes, too.
What was that wine? Was it like
drunk
Franzia or Boone's Farm? No, what is that wine?
Just some cheap-ass fucking bottled wine.
We should look up. Who was the company that supplies those crackers and wine? I'm curious because you're right. They got to get them in complete bulk.
How much they pay? What the fuck is the return on a cracker, a communion cracker?
Is that what it's called? Communion cracker?
Good. I would say a host cracker, a host Catholic host something.
Everything on YouTube for host crackers is making fun of them. I mean, in Google, I'll say communion crackers.
Communion cracker suppliers. Let's see how much.
Oh, God, suppliers. Jesus Christ. Are these things on eBay? Then religion should be over.
I bet you can buy them out of China. Probably where they come from.
Communion supplies.
Wafers.
ChristianBook.com. Concordia
wafers,
supply.
Box of 1,000. Here's a box of 1,000 is $13.99. Here we go. 20 used and new.
Yeah.
I want a box of your used communion wafers.
Wait.
Here's the big ones, too. Kavanaugh Peace Altar Bread, 1/4 inches. They were pretty fucking good size. 1,000 for $10.79 of the ones that that look fancy.
And what was the point? What was the point of all that? I'm really Catholic stupid. I don't know. It's just a kind of an acceptance thing, a surrendering kind of deal.
Taking in like the goodness of Jesus in your body and in your soul by eating his body and drinking his blood. Like I said, very fucking vampiristic.
But, I mean, it's obviously symbolic, right? I mean, people don't think that once they take it in, it becomes meat.
But this is the deal. That lady who gave all that money to people, she didn't know any of this. She wasn't Catholic. You know what I mean? She was just like, she didn't go. She went to church, but it was like some fucking goofball church where they, like, she would come in, dude, like, all high after staying up all night, and she would work like shit, and you'd be like, well, actually, it always took the other black lady who worked side by side with her, and they were kind of friends, would be like, oh, she went to a revival last night, and they'd stay up till fucking 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning just praising Jesus and fucking going wild.
Wow. Weird.
Yes. You know, when we do that as Catholics, there's always beer involved and gambling.
At least you're eating and getting drunk.
Right. And gambling.
And gambling.
Right. I mean, yeah, of course you are. That's why you go to communion and to confession. So you're giving the priest a purpose by committing sins so he can listen to him and jerk off.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes he helps you commit sins.
Sometimes he commits a sin on you.
That's right. Little boy, you must sin at some point. Get to it.
That's so awful.
Sin on your face?
You need to make a T-shirt that says that.
I'm jotting that down. Can I sin on your face? So I've jotted down so far. I've missed a lot because we've been caught up in some good stuff. I've jotted down, can I sin on your face, and pork-flavored sodium benzoate. So
I forgot about that whole conversation.
Pork-flavored sodium benzoate.
Of course, I forgot what my rant was. I'm about to rewind the show to find out what the rant was.
The rant. Okay, we were talking about 4th of July. Does that ring a bell in terms of rant?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I remember that it was the 4th of July. Does not.
I've lost it, too.
I swear it was about some little kid doing something.
Eating.
Damn it.
Communion wafers?
No, that's... Then we got sidetracked by the lady giving the money to things. Then we turned it into being about... No, I went communion wafers first, remember.
That's right. Oh, you were complaining about the kid who sinned on your face.
No, I was not complaining about that. It's not a sin if you ask him to do it.
That's right. If you pay for it, it's not a sin.
Well, maybe that might be a sin. I'm not sure. You'd have to look into that.
If his meth head mom consents, it's
right. If she signs a consent form.
That's right.
Some people would. I'm telling you, this crazy fucking lady would sign anything in the world. I'm like, she wasn't like an awful person, so you don't think that she thinks she's going to hell.
Right.
Just watching that shit on fucking TV, just brainwashed this.
That's crazy. It's weird. I saw some of that recently, like on 700 Club or something. And I'm just like, you know, I get, just religion aside, I get wanting to, believe and have faith in something. That's cool. But how can people just not detect the charlatans within their own fucking bullshit and be like, come on, dude. I mean, that would be like me as an Eddie Van Halen fan. If somebody was like, give me money, I'm going to send it to Eddie Van Halen, and then he'll send you a guitar lesson back. I'll be like, no.
No, he'll just pray in his brain. I mean, you're not even offering to send anything back.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't getting a guitar lesson. You're just getting fucking railroaded out of your dough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole idea that it's even legal on TV is insanity.
But I guess there was no letdown, because, I mean, you
because
won't find
you don't
out
know.
Until you
can't
fucking
prove
die.
They're right. They can't prove that you're not going to have a palace in heaven, I guess.
Now, it is pretty sick, I think, whenever they're, like, promising, like, your relatives are going to be healed or you're going to recover some fucking bullshit.
And really, you can't go on TV and tell the truth half the time, but you can go on there and fucking lie straight up.
Well, even the FDA is like, okay, if you're selling the supplement, you can't say it cures this or solves this, but you can go on and thump a Bible and say your cancer will be gone.
Do you think joint tubes will cure people?
Absolutely. Of course they will.
What will it can cure them of?
It'll cure them of having too many Pop-Tarts in the house.
I think what it'll cure, no doubt about that. Pop-Tarts. Kellogg's should buy us out right now for what we're about to do to their profit margin. Do they even make Pop-Tarts or that Nabisco? One of them should buy us out. You know what? No, we're going rogue. We're going to start making our own goddamn Pop-Tarts.
We should sell a starter pack that comes with a Bud Buddy, a Dube Tube, and a Pop-Tart.
We cannot use the term Dube Tube.
Or the
22.
Okay.
There's no Dube Tube out there.
Well, there's already a Bud Buddy, though, right? But there's already a Bud Buddy, too, right? Or is that just a website?
Well, there is a Bud Buddy, but I have trademarked Bud Buddy. So, well, I'm in the process of it. It's getting done.
Sweet.
But what was I going to say? Oh, no, there is no such thing like the Bud Buddy. The Bud Buddy is a superior product. Got to keep them separated. Oh, we could use that Offspring.
We could. I'd be on board with it. Getting all freaky.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long before they get the lawsuit? We get them both some lawsuit.
All over the filled with a lawsuit with Offspring. You were locked up on me. You still there?
I can hear you intermittently.
I can hear you. I can see you.
You know a little better.
Notification. Oh, I got a Skype. We've delivered your order. Oh, that's refresh some minutes.
I hear you now. You're coming through.
Cool. So, yeah, well, let's piss off.
What's the name of that band? The Offspring?
The Offspring, yeah. Not Offspring. The Offspring.
Oh.
Just like the Beatles.
Are you just joking or are you being serious?
No, it is The Offspring. Like the Beatles, except better.
Except better. And I remember the drummer's name was Noodles? Or is that right or not?
I don't
fucking
know.
Isn't one of them named Noodles?
I don't even like The Offspring, to be honest.
Me neither. Me neither. That's why we should just steal their song. But I just remember someone was named Noodles because I thought it was totally queer.
All we have to do is drop it down a half step and do it ourselves.
Re-record it.
Got to
get
don't, separated.
Do you see how it actually works for the Bud Buddy, though?
I absolutely do, yeah.
See, they weren't. We could use that however we want because they weren't thinking of anything clever like the Bud Buddy when they came up with that.
No, they've never thought of anything clever.
No, they have not. I'm sure if we looked back far enough, we could probably find the original "Keep 'em Separated" riff somewhere, and they didn't come up with it.
Oh, of course not. No, they just distorted it and added some bad lyrics on top.
No, yeah, I don't really. I never really did care for that band.
Well,
I remember Noodles because I remember he had white. He was a white guy with blonde hair and braids, like braids in his hair.
Oh yeah, that was
like,
big.
Like cornrows.
Like cornrows, yeah. I'm kind of eager to do this ramen noodle thing, man, but I don't want to do it if I can't see you because the video for you is not working.
Yeah, I'm not seeing you either. Did you try refreshing your camera? Isn't there a way to turn the camera off and get the rest of it on, then try it?
Yeah, I'll do that. You do this. My camera is off.
My camera is off.
Uh-oh. Spinning wheel.
I can see me. You're spinning.
Oh, there you are.
Come on. Come on, Skype.
Let's see. All right.
Come on. You can do it. Oh! You did it!
Oh, shit. You froze up again.
For the listeners, we're getting ready to eat raw ramen noodles. I personally am having chicken, except Rufus is having
beef.
Beef.
Kevin, beef flavor. I thought you were going to do the shrimp.
You're not going to do Texas. No way. I told you I wouldn't even eat the shrimp if it was cooked.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, something point. About that, it has to say 100% shrimp shells to me when this one says just beaks and innards.
It's not even the shell, that little black thing you pull out of the
That's right. It's the shrimp nectar.
The shrimp nectar. It's the fishiest part of the shrimp. All right, you ready? I can't see you, so you got to give me some cues.
Let's refresh. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
I'm refreshing my camera. Are you trying to refresh your camera?
God damn, this ramen powder smells good. Can you see me?
You know what the ramen powder smells like to me right here when I'm smelling it? I just opened it like bowling alley for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. All right, I'm dumping my stuff in on the noodles.
Okay, I'm going to sprinkle mine on top here. Can you see them?
No, I can't see you.
God damn. Let me refresh again.
There he is.
All right, you see it? Putting some on here. I can't believe people did this.
I already added all mine.
Oh, you did. See, I'm just going to do it by the bite.
Oh, yeah, because I have mine, though, as just the nuggets.
Oh, that's right. Here we go.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm really not hating it. I mean, taste-wise, it's not bad. You took a way bigger bite than me, probably.
I gotta say, dude, that is pretty goddamn awesome.
You know what? We in that Doritos thing, you know, that's not Doritos, but that Lay's potato chip where people can enter with their own flavors.
Dude, don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. Save it. I know what you're saying. What are you getting at? Yes, I agree.
Might be a contender. Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
I'm kind of pleased with that.
Now I know why I like the soup. I'm telling you, I could eat that once. I ate that like 3 days ago. I had ramen. It was 85 degrees out, and I had ramen.
This is the first time I've had ramen in probably 7 years.
No shit.
Yeah. Man, that ain't bad.
7 years. I can't believe it. Yeah, look, I'm actually going back. I'm going back for more ramen stuff.
I'm still at it. Folks, raw ramen noodles with just a powder on top? Not bad if you're in a pinch.
Thumbs up.
You're sitting on the bus.
Thumbs something up.
In a taxi.
Imagine with a cold fucking beer in your hand, you got your fucking ramen. Fuck yeah.
Man.
That's good shit.
I think you have the right idea, though. Breaking them up.
Let's run through
it
up.
Yeah.
I think so.
Cool, but it's kind of hard to get the right amount.
Right. You're going to use up your whole fucking thing before every piece has some of the shit on it.
I wonder if you could just mix this up in some hot water and make a tea out of it.
That's exactly what you could do with it.
Man.
You could probably make a sports drink. Ramen-flavored sports drink.
No, that's a sports-watching drink.
You know, what you have to do is drink a ramen-flavored energy drink. With a wasabi chaser.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to set this aside, but shit.
It is good.
That's honest, guys.
I actually am going to continue to snack on mine throughout the show.
I think I would, too, if it wasn't just one big piece. But, okay, one more bite. One more bite.
You can put it back in the bag and smash it.
Look at you. Fuck.
Look at the brain on this fucking guy. I'm a maniac. You want to make sure you have something to drink.
Yes.
But if you're ever stranded somewhere and all you got is ramen,
oh, yeah.
Don't think you can't eat it. I mean, know that you can eat it. You ever watch that show Naked and Afraid?
I have to admit that I do sometimes.
Have you watched it recently?
I have watched it recently, not in the past, like, week, but I have seen it recently.
I swear to God, I just watched this one the other day who this lady, literally, you could tell that she was going to start her period.
What? How, what?
She just acted like totally mentally insane. People, if you can argue with me all you want, but watch how this show fucking breaks down, and you can see exactly how this lady goes through, like, this mental breakdown right before her period starts.
Oh, wow.
She, like, first of all, they're all friendly, her and the guy, right, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Then, like, 2 or 3 days into it, she starts all fucking crabby and being annoyed with the fucking guy. Then, like, a day later, she's fucking yelling at the guy and beating him down. And then, like, a day later, she's like, well, I started my period.
Oh, my God.
After him. He had to know, I'm sure. But, then she, like, wants him to, like, build her back up and tell her how great she is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nuts, dude. It was nuts. But if you don't believe me, people can call him with your hate mail or whatever. It's true. It happened. I watched it happen on Naked and Afraid. And if I watched more episodes, I guarantee you could watch it. I mean, you can always see the guy also being a douchebag, though, too.
Sure. But it can't be good for survival to have a woman that's, like, all bleeding out and shit.
Well, she was actually doing way more than the guy was. So he's, like, stomping around mad because she killed a fish and wanted to share it with him after they hadn't eaten for, like, 4 days. And he's like, no, I'm supposed to be the man. I'm supposed to be the hunter, the provider. Yes, it was insane.
Fuck that.
This guy's a fucking idiot. I'd be like, give me half that fish, bitch.
No kidding.
You know, fuck. It was nuts. Yeah, it's one to see. I mean, that's psychologically, that's more fucked up than it is probably physically.
He could have taken that fish and some menstruation and made some blood sausage.
He could have. He could have, you know, he could at least made a hat or something.
So that's just like fresh proteins coming out. He was trying to help him.
Do you think those people ever end up screwing or swapping bodily fluids on that show?
I don't know. It seems like every time I've seen it, they're always pissed off at each other.
Right.
And until the very end. Usually one of them. goes through some fucking horrible thing, like a sickness
right.
or some diarrhea fit, and the other one helps them out, and then they're just like, everything's awesome.
You know what I noticed, too, though? If they have water, it's way more entertaining, because when they don't have water, they're so busy looking for water that they don't even fight about anything. But now they start putting them, like, where they always have, like, fresh water.
That's right.
So they spend more time fighting about stupid shit.
Exactly, yeah. You know, in the meeting, they're like, okay, let's make sure they have plenty of water and that she's on her period.
Right. Excellent. You cannot be on birth control, too, so when it comes out that she's having your baby, we can put it on the front page of the Inquirer.
That's right.
Start our own Match.com website.
Jesus Christ. Look at you wolfing down those ramen noodles.
They are. They're good, man.
They are.
I know something. That guy that came to see you every morning wasn't just drunk. He was high, too.
So the only healthy thing you add to it, the water, actually reduces the flavor.
Dilute it. I'll probably wake up tomorrow with, like, swollen ankles and shit.
If you wake up.
Yeah.
Get so much sodium, you probably obliterated your fucking arteries.
I can feel my body swelling up right now. You're not doing too bad yourself there, big man.
It ain't bad.
I got one name for this. Dinner. That's what I'm having for dinner. How pathetic is that? Thus far.
It's a flavor packet. I mean, the noodles are noodles, but I'm thinking about ramen should just sell the flavor packets, like in a spice thing, so you can fucking spike like all
Yeah, well, I think that someone has something like that, probably. Basically, all it is chicken stock, right? Or chicken flavored
stock. Yeah, it's like bouillabaisse or whatever that shit is.
Right. Bouillabaisse. A bouillon?
Bouillon, yeah. What's bouillabaisse?
It's a cold potato soup, I do believe.
That's my favorite ramen.
No, that's vichyssoise. It's a cold, bouillabaisse is a cold broth. It's a cold fucking bowl of broth.
That's fucking disgusting. Yeah. That doesn't even have a word.
Nothing says you're rich like a bowl of bouillabaisse.
That's right.
You know, vegetables. No, I think the idea is you can afford to throw the vegetables out.
We're living the high life with this cold broth.
Yeah, hook us up. We got everything but a fire.
That's right.
But, yeah, I would definitely do that again. I would do that. I foresee myself doing that again for sure.
So have you made a step forward or backward in your evolution as a human being by eating raw ramen noodles?
I would say I've reached a higher plane of consciousness but a lower plane of physical prowess.
All right, hang on. Give me 2 seconds to write that down.
What did you almost trip over when you were going to get your headphones?
Oh, it's this the soundboard thing. It's modular.
Oh, it moves. That's right.
It folds in half, and if I don't set it right, it kind of falls over sometimes.
It just looks so professional, man. I always forget that it's just a little thing there because it looks like you're in an actual really fucking tight studio.
It does, and it sounds like it. Maybe not now, but like when I'm doing voiceover work and shit, it works.
It works.
So I've got the same
it
shit.
Works.
Got the same shit behind me here. Here's my monitor.
Whoa, look at me. What up, cool dude? You're on Rufus's monitor. You're killing it, dude. You're killing it. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we got out. You know what? We were talking about your 4th of July when I went on my rant.
Right, right.
So people are being they're treating you with righteous indignation because you're drinking in the middle of the day in the middle of a park with your family.
Well, no, nobody knew. That was the problem. I didn't want to be that guy who's like the only guy who's walking around with
You're not, dude.
Cargo
not.
Pants.
There is no fucking way. There's no way.
But I was. Nobody else was. Nobody.
Fucking Texas. You know what? This is the sad part. They don't realize that what they're going to turn you into, now you're going to have to go to hard liquor. Because you can't travel with fucking 8 beers in your fucking cargo pants and expect them to stay up. Then you're like grabbing your pants, trying to fucking keep your pants up because you got 4 fucking beers stashed in them. I'm
right.
There. I understand. They're going to drive you to hard liquor. Then you just got one little bottle to stash and you can buy pop wherever you want to fucking add it to.
My dad, here's a good quote. My dad, who was a great dad, but a drinker, he told me why he switched from drinking beer to hard liquor. He said, because you can't mow the lawn drinking beer, but you can just take a swig of fucking whiskey and be buzzed for the whole fucking trip.
Right. Otherwise, you have to stop every 5 minutes to pop a beer.
That's right.
I admire your dad. I've learned a lot from Mike Slaskowski.
He's quite the sage.
The sage. The unknowing sage.
Man.
Look at you.
I'm about ready to shoot a commercial for these bad boys.
Did you kill it? You didn't kill it.
Oh, no. But you're right.
I mean, there's really no way you could eat that fast.
You know what it tastes like?
What? Chicken?
If the rice cake people really wanted to fucking sell some rice cakes,
you're
they
right.
should make rice cakes that sell or that taste like ramen noodles.
Because
it has that texture and that underlying flavor.
Flavored rice cake.
Wow.
Flavored rice cake. Corn. Caramel corn? Now they know what they're doing. They're like, fuck that. If you're going to eat a rice cake, you're not going to eat it so it tastes like chicken. Eat it so it tastes like fucking popcorn covered with caramel. I admire their spunk in trying to make it seem like a rice cake can taste good, but they just can't. They just aren't good.
No, they're unsatisfying.
They are gluten-free. So weird, they're outlawing gluten. What the fuck is that about?
Are they outlawing
it? Yeah. In New York, they're outlawing gluten.
Because what? 0.00007% of the people can't fucking suck up some gluten?
Because they found out gluten in its purest form will get you high.
So I guess we can get all of our gluten from Colorado.
That's right. It's the only. You have to move to Colorado because they're the only place that's going to legalize the free eating of glutens.
They should legalize trans fats too, because in New York.
Well, I mean, here we go. Trans fats, cola. You can't buy a big fucking cola in New York. Okay, you know what? This is what's ridiculous to me, and I thought about this the other day. That you can buy cola or whatever, right? But you have to buy little ones. So you can destroy your body, but then you can destroy the fucking earth as well by making more garbage.
Right.
I mean, now you just have to buy two fucking styrofoam cups of soda.
Well, I thought the whole New York attitude was almost like a Texas attitude. Like, hey, yo, yeah, you know, hey, like tough guys, you know, like we're fucking from New York, man. We can deal with anything, but heaven forbid we have a big soda.
Right. Don't let us, you know, keep us from our trans fats and big sodas.
Right.
What do you forget about the trans fats and big soda?
forget about it. Hey,
hey, pizza pie.
If you're a modern day New York pussy, give us a call 646-478-0616.
Yes, pussy hipster, please do. Call us. You know what? I wonder, can you buy a big beer in New York City? Can you buy a 32-ounce beer?
A 32? God damn, that's a big beer.
That's a quart of beer. It's like the big beer you get at, like, Chili's or somewhere.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, a convenience store. Like, I've never seen a
case. Yeah, you can get
big.
Those at convenience stores. 40-ounce here. That's what, you know, you can buy 40-ounce anywhere.
Do you buy 40 ounces?
I do, yes. I've been known to drink big beers. That's what my daughter used to call them.
I thought that
it was just a big beer.
I thought that was just tall boys.
No, those were tall boys and quarts of beer.
A quart of beer? What brand comes
with
a quart?
I've never had a quart of beer. What? You have. We used to get quarts in Roehampton, like a big glass thing of fucking beer, one bottle in a paper bag.
I thought we just got Pabst by the case from the Friendly Mart.
Remember that place where you could get free ice? The place was awesome.
I don't remember that place. I don't remember a lot about Roehampton.
Don't remember that place? Hey, follow us into the VIP part of the show. Find out about the place that gave away the free ice in Austin, Texas in 1998.
That's right.
Probably 96 through 99.
We're going to look him up. ZigZag's going to call him on the phone right now.
We almost put him out of business. We almost put him out of business with their free ice giveaways.
We did love the ice.
You know what? Let's look that place up. Free ice in South Austin, you think? Anything will come up?
I don't know.
How much you want to bet? Because they used to advertise their free ice. Free ice in South Austin. They probably charge for ice by now, I would. Oh, my God, this is the first thing that came up. Gluten-free ice cream. Best places on South Lamar in Austin, Texas.
Jesus Christ, fucking Austin.
That place was on South Lamar, though, wasn't it?
I don't remember. I only remember Friendly Mart.
Ben White. It wasn't on Ben White. Oh, yeah. I used to get plenty of 40, 32-ouncers from – you couldn't get back then. You had to get a 32 from the Friendly Mart.
You can only get a 40 if you're a Crip or a Blood.
St. Edwards, I used to get 40s because you had to get malt liquor. I used to get Country Club malt liquor in a 40 at HEB and drink it in the dorm at St. Edwards, room 205. Check it out. It's a shrine now. It's a shrine to me, Zigzag.
It's made out of 40-ounce bottles.
It is. It's covered. It's actually carpeted in 40-ounce caps. What a wonderful thing. But what were we talking? Oh, yeah. We were talking about you having to drink, going to drink hard liquor now when you go out in public so people don't shame you into not drinking your beer.
Right, exactly. Because you can hide a flask pretty easy in your back pocket.
Right.
You can't hide a 12-pack.
No, you can't.
Or six tall boys.
And you can't throw a 12-pack when the cops are chasing you either.
No, that's right.
They're going to see you. They're going to see you throw the 12-pack right down your gullet.
The good thing about the hard liquor in the flask is you can mix it with anything, too. So if you're, like, in a Jiffy Lube, you can pour it in the coffee.
Right. You can buy a cup of anything and mix it away. I guess we know the day that Roof is transferred from beer to vodka.
4th of July, 2014.
Well, you haven't officially done it. I would say, like, the night of the 8th of July.
Yeah, no, I won't.
Midnight, the 8th of July.
No, I won't do it. I can't do hard liquor, man.
I'm just joking. I could never do it either. That's what sucks. I'm just saying it sucks that vodka tastes so awful. Being drunk all the time is awesome.
Hang on.
No, wait, now.
I got to jot that down.
I really didn't see one guy.
No, I'm serious.
A beer.
Nope. And there was literally 1,000 people at this place. Everybody was bottled water or sodas. It was a totally, you know, quote-unquote family-friendly event. There were no concession stands selling it. And we, of course, had an entire case of beer in our fucking cooler,
hell
which
yeah.
You could bring in.
Hell yeah.
It felt awkward because we were the only ones, like, popping tops. And
let me tell you, the best thing to do when that happens, Rufus, is drink 3 beers really fucking fast.
I should have done that, dude.
Because then you're just like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I'll drink my goddamn beer, idiots. And you don't? Are you fucking retarded?
That did cross my mind after the first beer I had in about an hour, and I was like, man, I should just drink faster.
Right.
Just this apprehensive.
Be over. You'll still be sober. How much would that suck? Whole day with the family, end up sober at the end of it? Fuck that.
I was.
That's not
and fair it did. It's
That's
not fair to me.
You were victimized by these people.
I was.
Made to stay sober by them.
Disgusting.
Some fucking countries, they'd put you away for that. And by put you away, I meant you. Because you're a shameful day drinker.
Day, no, this was at night. That's what's crazy. This was at like 8 p.m.
What?
Yes, it was fireworks time.
I positioned you like down there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because I figured it was daylight out.
No, this is for the fireworks. It was
oh,
like 8.
Yeah. Might as well stay home.
I mean, I was really disappointed and disgusted by the people that live in my town. I was like, come on.
Right.
I'm just adults around.
Let's say a fucking prayer.
I mean, I understand you got kids and they want to have a good time, but...
Hey, so grown-ups can have good times, too.
Exactly. And sometimes grown-ups can't have a good time with their kids unless they're buzzed.
So much fucking, yeah. I mean, some of us, yeah, that's exactly how it is. You know, give us a break.
And
we work hard and we drink and smoke dope.
And there was a band. There was a band down there playing some pretty good music. And I walked down to take some pictures. And even the band was, like, drinking bottled water. I'm fucking playing rock and roll and drinking bottled water. You're playing rock and roll in 4th of July.
You weren't at, like, some Christian thing?
It might, maybe
it
was.
By some fucking church?
No, it was a city-sponsored thing. And they had cops there. Like, anything's going to happen when you got a bunch of boring-ass sober people watching a shitty cover band.
Get their 80 hours of overtime a fucking week. So they can drive Porsches. So sick of cops being able to afford houses like the rest of us.
Yeah, me too.
Bullshit. I want a free car. Where do I sign for my fucking free car?
Yeah, no kidding.
Leave the fucking engine running with the air conditioning on while I'm standing inside 7-Eleven.
And
hey, call in, cops, if you've never seen a fucking cop do that. Call in and tell us, because I won't believe you.
And apparently the cop cars allow you to do whatever the fuck you want to do in traffic because they're always speeding and doing U-turns and just whipping around.
Did you see that thing on YouTube where that guy pulled that cop over?
No, again, that's another one that I've seen the link to, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's boring, but it's interesting. The cop had to admit he was fucking speeding. Admit he's trying to turn around and ask the guy, how do you know how fast I was going? How fast were you going?
Of course.
And the guy's like, don't turn this around. Let me put it this way. I was going fast, and you were going way faster than me. Dope, dope. Oh, 422. Damn it.
What rhymes to – is there a weed reference that rhymes with cylinder? Probably not.
Yes. Yes, there is.
What's another
cylinder?
Let's go to thesaurus.com. What's another word for tube?
Oh, my God.
There's not a weed word for
shaft.
Shaft?
There is none, is there?
Catheter?
IV?
IV. All right, here we go. Looking for tube on thesaurus.com. Looking for tube on thesaurus.com.
How about cannabis carrier?
Ooh.
Wait, think of another name for a joint. You know what? Look that up on fucking thesaurus.com.
Pipe? Ooh, pipe. Pipe, pipeline, shoot. Conduit, cannula, duct.
I'm sure people will really get that one.
Straw.
Straw. People think it was for cocaine, probably. English thesaurus. Really? You know when the sponsored shit comes up and it doesn't really take you anywhere?
Yes.
How annoying is that? Now I got four windows open all to get to one place. Stupid. All right, we're looking up joint. And I don't want to hear blunt. More words related to joint. I guess you'd have to do joint slang, maybe.
Hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to talk about, like...
Right, and it did. Oh, wait, we could call it a common carrier. The cooperative carrier. The cannabis cooperative. The intermutual
like
indica carrier.
Sounds like a commune.
Slang for joint newbie.
Well, I looked up just typed in marijuana, and the synonyms are bang, cannabis, dope, hashish, hemp, herb, tea, ganja, hash, joint, reefer, roach, weed, Acapulco gold.
Acapulco gold.
Panama red. Sensimilla?
Sensimilla.
Ah, Sensimilla. It must be a
Mexican
thing. Loco weed.
How about this, dude? The Bud Buddy.
I think that one's taken.
Well, it'd be the Bud Buddy 420 tube.
The Bud Buddy tube? Well, why not?
Bud Buddy 420 tube.
Do the tubes hook together?
No, they do not. But I will surely search for some that you can make a necklace out of.
Jesus Christ.
I'll just show people how to do it with a couple pieces of string. Just
hemp,
one.
Hemp string.
Tube, the tube tube necklace. Break in case of emergency.
Jesus Christ.
Break in case of sobriety.
You shouldn't miss.
Let's see. I don't know. I think it's just going to have to be another session of Bud Bud. Do you think? I don't know. Rufus, what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of like that. Just making it, branding it Bud Buddy with some augmenting term.
Well, with another from our line of Bud Buddy products. I mean, think about it. It's a Bud Buddy. It takes your tub, should take your dube somewhere.
Right.
It's Stash Smart technology. Smart Stash. Jesus Christ, I got to get my own shit right. Realize that we're